This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. The Congressional Budget Office has been crunching some numbers on the Affordable Health Care Act. Today it said the recent Supreme Court ruling upholding the law but changing its Medicaid requirements will save the government around $84 billion over 11 years. It also noted that repealing the law would increase the deficit by more than $100 billion. We're going to be hearing a lot about Medicaid over the coming months, so we thought it would be a good time to look at the program. What is it and who uses it? From New Hampshire Public Radio, Dan Gorenstein has some answers.
Reporters love to write in a kind of shorthand, and when it comes to Medicaid, the preferred shortcut is the health care program for the poor.
The fact is, that's just not the case.
Genevieve Kenny is a healthcare economist with the Urban Institute.
Okay, what I find troubling about that, many people assume job done.
The truth, says Kenny, is that Medicaid covers some poor people, and that's the way it's always been. What makes Medicaid more confusing is that it's kept expanding, like when it first started in 1965. It covered people with disabilities, low-income seniors, poor kids from broken homes, and their caretakers. Fast forward to the 80s. All poor pregnant women and infants up to age one got coverage. Then, beginning in the 90s, children up to 18 started getting added. Now, in 2012, if states decide to, they can add the latest group of people to the Medicaid ranks.
I walk in, and the woman behind the counter very unceremoniously asked me three questions.
Sarah Plourd remembers when she applied for Medicaid.
Are you pregnant? No. Do you have children? No. Are you disabled? And I say, no. So she just looked at me and said, we have nothing for you.
Like most people, Plourd had always thought of Medicaid as something for the disabled and the poor.
I'm probably the poorest person I know. How can there be nothing for me?
Plourd is one of millions of Americans that policy wonks and, yes, reporters like to call
childless adults.
Parents of low-income kids and childless adults are next in line to receive Medicaid if states choose to expand the program under the new health care law. Historically, childless adults have been considered part of the undeserving poor, people who are stable enough that they don't need help paying doctors' bills. Many of them are young, under 30. 6 out of 10 work, but make almost no money. To qualify for this Medicaid expansion, an individual can't make more than $15,000 a year. Making as little as she does, Plourd says she can't afford to find out what's causing all of her migraines.
I live with my father, and I know that he would try to help, but I wouldn't want him to have to shoulder that responsibility. Unless it was a life or death situation, probably wouldn't seek treatment.
That attitude, shying away from doctors until there's something urgent, contributes to the ever-growing cost of health care. A number of governors are on record saying that expanding Medicaid to people like Plourd is too expensive. As it is, the program eats up about 17% of every state's budget. But Genevieve Kenny at Urban says, given that the feds will cover most of the new costs and states could cut elsewhere, some states could actually save money.
It's hard for me to see states in large numbers walking away from the federal dollars to address this problem.
And that means if states go ahead and expand Medicaid, the next time I say Medicaid, the health care program for the poor, I'll finally be right. I'm Dan.
The one caveat.
Uh-oh.
So the one caveat is that it will not cover immigrants who've been in the country less than 5 years. And of course, it won't cover undocumented immigrants.
Oh, man, I thought I had it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.